Welcome, everybody, to Hidden Guardians Podcast, your only podcast hosted by actual Hidden Guardians. Today, Vench and I are going to talk about the newest seasonal activity coming through Destiny. It is the Festival of the Lost.
Hey.
The season is upon us. The tower is all decked out in handcrafted horror themes. Evil Levante is there, doling out the pain.
We love Cass Grandma Evers Eva.
Is really doling out the pain.
As she does.
And the Headless Wonders are there. No, we're not talking about people in the Crucible.
Jesus.
And Vinch is obviously enjoying that one. So, yeah, let's just kind of get into it. Festival of the Lost. You know, we've done this dance before.
Yeah.
Once again, this year, the event itself is back to the Haunted Lost Sectors.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same three or four that we've had now.
Yeah, I think four. For a while. But, yeah.
Nessus, the Moon, Europa, and EDZ, if I remember correctly. Something like that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's the same thing. Go in. Fight the initial enemies just loafing around. Then you get the little summoning circle. You summon a headless one. You nuke them. Pick up the candy. Wipe any ads. Go to the next spawn point. Rinse and repeat. There's a total of 15 headless ones you can get to spawn. 9 or 10 during the regular summoning cycle. And then during the boss phase, you can finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
The more headless ones you kill, the more stuff jumps out of the chest at the end. And any spectral pages you have get converted to regular pages that you take to the spoopy tome in the tower next to where Eva is, and you feed pages to the book to unlock the main rewards for Festival of the Lost on the free side of things. That's the event.
Yay, free. Yes.
How much of this have you played so far?
This week? I kind of feel like I've done quite a bit. I think I have 5 more of the challenges to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually, I don't know if it's just because of the season, like Season of the Witch, or if it has to do with like the event itself, but I've actually kind of really enjoyed the time I've put into this so far. I have managed to get all 4 of the sectors. And one thing that I found out, which I thought was a little strange, is They made a point to say that there's like not matchmaking for the legend version of the Lost Sectors. But I've match made into
I think they just didn't update the UI or something glitched with it, because there is matchmaking on the event.
Yeah.
For the legendary Lost Sectors. By the way, since you mentioned legendary Lost Sectors, I don't like those at all.
Okay.
I just think that they're a little too tuned up for a free event.
Sure.
I mean, really, it's like, okay, so when you have your basic festival shenanigans on your normal entry-level thing, one person could feasibly nuke a headless one fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get into the other one, unless you're a bunch of Banner of War Titans with swords,
it's tough.
It's tough, and it feels like it was built specifically just to roam around getting healing pulses nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to do the legendary ones any longer, because I'm finished with all those. But it was the least amount of fun out of all of it for me.
Sure.
Was the legendary lost sectors and just kind of having to do that because of a specific reward that you get out of the legendary lost sectors for the first time. Well, what I mean is there's a hidden triumph.
Mm-hmm.
In your triumphs list for the season. And
oh, yes, I know where you're going.
Yeah, it just has a bunch of question marks. It's like three stages of question marks. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what the steps are, what you have to do to complete it. Well, what it ends up giving you is probably like the chase item for the entirety of this event, which is the Lost Memento.
Mm-hmm.
Which these are. Do you remember Mementos, Venge? You know, when they were introduced in Witch Queen? And
I do, yes. Came back.
There was just three of them. Well, now here's the fourth out of nowhere. And they are applied to crafted weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You can only hold one at a time.
Yeah. So
you can't stack these things. And when you level your crafted weapon, which is much, much easier now, when you hit level 30, you unlock a specific shader that you can apply just to that weapon. And this time around, it's an all-black shader.
Yep.
You know, something that the player base has been asking for is just an all-black shader.
Mm-hmm.
We're only getting it in memento form. So, the steps to complete this quest are as follows. Number one, you have to earn your Clovis Bray Halloween mask, which is pretty much immediate.
Yeah, that happens really fast.
Yeah, you'll just follow the normal steps at EVA. You'll get your Clovis Bray mask. Put on your Clovis Bray mask over your Master Rahul face. Because mm-hmm. you know, the Clovis thing is just an ornament. And then go complete the Fallen Saber Strike.
Yep.
That's step one. Step two is you have to get the you have to unlock the Nimbus mask, and when you unlock that, you put that on. Go to Neomuna and kill 100 enemies wearing that mask.
Mm.
That's it. So far, so good, huh?
Yeah.
Now step three is where it becomes a pain in the ass.
Yep.
I'm glad this part was fixed.
Oh, same. Because, yeah, I forgot that it was kind of broken.
Yeah, it's the same bug, if I remember correctly, from last year.
Oh.
Where we had to do something.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, where we had to do something, specifically get Headless One kills. There's the Tormentor mask that you need for the third step.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to unlock it, you need to kill 100 headless in the Haunted Lost Sectors. Well, when the festival went live, the regular Lost Sector kills weren't counting. The only ones that counted were in the Legendary Lost Sectors.
Yeah.
And I did it in the Legendary Lost Sector.
Oh, you're a madman.
You got about 3 points per instead of one for one.
Yeah, I did notice that. I did do a couple, and I was like, oh, wow, that goes up a lot faster than one at a time, which was
yeah, nice. In two lost sectors, I had like 51
mm-hmm.
Tracked kills, and I know there wasn't 51. And so you did it like four or five times, and you had them all. Instead of going through the regular ones, which you can get maximum of 15 per, so you're in there much longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get that done, you put on your Headless One mask, and then you still have to go back to the Legendary Lost Sectors and get 25 finishers done, which should be rather quickly. I mean, you can just do it, but if you're getting focused down by a bunch of enemies, it makes you, well, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's putting it nicely.
Yeah, but once you get that done, you get your lost memento, okay? And at that point, others were supposed to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bugged.
Yep.
Yeah. So, day one farmers, which it was not me, by the way. I managed to do this, like, you know, the day before Bungie fixed this.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days into the festival. The people were looking for extra mementos because they were just going to grind these out and slap this shader on every single weapon that they crafted. Problem was, it wasn't dropping. Now it should be fixed. And
yep.
One of the new things that you get this season are the, what do they call, festival engrams?
The eerie engrams.
Eerie engrams, yes. They're all spooky looking. Actually, they're pretty cool looking if you take a look at them. It's a very nice aesthetic to these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go to Eva, pan over to, you activate the thing where you can, like, focus, and just go yep. to the basic focus thing. You don't have to focus a weapon. You don't have to focus anything else. There's a basic focus. It's just a one-for-one exchange, one engram for a focus, and that's now where you can get extra mementos from. Some people are very lucky about this.
Yeah.
Get like one every four engrams. Me, I've put in about 8 of them and gotten 0.
Oof. I have gotten 1 in 3 focuses. So I'm up to 2 on the event so far, but
yeah. I'm gonna put in maybe like another afternoon of just tinkering around with it and see mm-hmm. if I get another memento for the hell of it. But if I don't, I don't, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
I actually, the only one I got, I slapped on my crafted retrofit escapade.
How's it look?
Damn. Oh, God. I'm so mad that this isn't just a regular shader.
It looks so good.
I'm so mad this is not a regular shader. And I don't mean like I'm frothing at the mouth. I'm like, go after them. No, it's just like, you know, figure of speech, you know, it's like, I wish this was a regular shader for your clothes, you know, your regular armor, and you could put it mm-hmm. on any weapon you want, and, oh, that would have been such a reward. But no, I do think trying to get your hands on, if you're going to do anything, get that one memento if you're mm-hmm. interested in playing. Things are now fixed. You'll have a little bit easier time achieving these things. And as Venge mentioned earlier, unlike previous years, the legendary Lost Sector node, when you click on it, it matchmakes you. It's supposed to be matchmade, which is great, but I guess the UI wasn't updated or was glitched out or something, and mm-hmm. it didn't list that it was matchmade. Just go do it. I mean, the only way you fail is just by letting the timer run out.
I'm pretty sure you can't fail. I'm pretty sure you could kill no headless ones and still get to the boss.
Yeah, it goes right to the boss
base,
and then you still have to kill like a couple headless ones to get the pumpkin bombs, or you just loaf around and eventually the candy tree starts spitting them out on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I don't recommend going AFK if you're matchmaking into this. If you're gonna AFK, go with 2 other people that know that you're going to do this, and you guys can sit there and, you know, talk about painting your nails and drinking beers or what. I don't know what do the youth do today? Not talk about like how much their body aches and pains and that they can't afford a house, right? That's what it is.
I feel attacked right now.
You should, because I'm never being for you. But that memento is probably one of the biggest free rewards you can get from Festival.
Yes.
They did bring back the prior weapons. So you have like the Jurassic Green pulse rifle, solar pulse rifle,
the horror story.
The horror story. Auto rifle. The macabre. 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 Whatever. Sniper. Arc sniper rifle. Which.
Yeah.
For a weapon, it actually is one of the coolest ones because it matched the theme of the armor set. the festival lost a premium armor set from last year. I wish we would have more of an aesthetic like that here and there, you know? It was really, really neat. And this year we have the grenade launcher.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pink. Do you notice that?
Yes.
And the grenade launcher has hearts all over it.
Yes.
Was this supposed to be a weapon they were going to use for, like, formerly the Valentine's Day weekend?
The Crimson Devils.
Yeah. But, yeah, so you get your weapons. They're okay. I know some people are like, oh, this is great. They have a good time with them. I personally am not a huge fan, though if I can give one piece of advice, if you get one copy of the Horror Story, which is now a Stasis auto rifle.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a PvP role, if you play PvP, once you get it and it's in your collections, just go pull another one out of your collections, because the collections role is a very specific role.
Oh.
That comes with Discord and Cascade Point on it.
Okay.
If you get a kill with another weapon and swap to it, Cascade Point ramps up your RPM very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And Discord gives you like bonuses to like accuracy and range and all this other stuff, and they both proc simultaneously.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so you get a kill with a fusion rifle. Gee, I wonder who I heard this one from. You get a kill from a fusion rifle, then you swap to your Horror Story in your top slot, and anybody else that's around, all of a sudden you're going from a 450 RPM auto rifle to around a 700 to 800 RPM auto rifle that has blown out stats that will melt most Guardians in that nice 5 to 6 second frame. You might get about 2 or 3 kills out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lego LaFlash, for bringing that to my attention on one of your videos. Free rewards, though.
Free rewards.
So you got your memento. You have the new weapons, the reprise weapons, and the grenade launcher. You have a couple of masks. We've mentioned them before, but there's also a Puka mask. That's mm-hmm. for collecting a large amount of candy. A callus mask. I think that's for playing like was the weekly ritual things wearing a festival mask. So Vanguard Crucible Gambit. And there is a Mara Sov mask for all you hornballs out there that want to cosplay as her.
Yep.
And there's also a shader on the track. It is the most pink thing you're ever going to see in your life when you unlock it. I mean, if you wanted to cosplay as a Sailor Moon magical girl, this is your shader. Oh my god. The memento gives you an all black shader for weapons. This is literally an all pink shader for your armor and weapons. I put it on my Ward of Crota hand cannon.
Mm-hmm.
It turned the hand cannon itself, like the metal parts, gold with white trim, which looked cool.
Ooh.
But the scales on it were bright pink, like rose petals.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
It is cool. It's also obnoxious, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And finally, there is an exotic ship you can earn. That's when you unlock all 33 pages of lore for this Festival of the Lost.
Mm-hmm.
I do have that ship. So I'm pretty much done. Except for getting like one more memento.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there is that pay cycle, that pay side of things. Did you take a look at that stuff? What you can get for upgrading your pass for a festival.
I've looked at it a little bit. I'm not particularly into any of them.
Okay.
I guess that's not true. I actually like the emote that's there.
Oh,
the imprecise the snack where you're throwing a.
Yes.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Which stuff are you talking
about? There's two. Remember, when you pay money, when you pay silver to improve your pass, you get three things instantly unlocked, and the rest of them you have to get from tickets earned from doing the other event.
I forgot about that stuff. The free that
yeah. There's three free things that are stuck in there.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm definitely talking about the emote where you're throwing the popcorn and you're just hitting your face.
Yeah, it's really funny when you're wearing one of the Tex Mechanica cowboy hats from the Spire of the Watcher dungeon because it lands on the brim.
Oh, it totally
misses your head. It looks like it's hitting the brim and it's not coming down.
Yeah,
it's rather funny. For me, out of the ones that you're talking about that you see with the tickets. The ghost shell turns it into a lint truffle. That's what that is for those that know.
Oh yeah,
lint chocolate truffles. You know, the gold foil wrapping and the little cup thing. Except they put a bow on it, and it irritates me that that exists because that's my favorite candy.
Oh,
I get those at Christmas mostly.
Yeah, but
lint truffles I love. And, yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, you sons of bitches.
They know exactly what they're doing.
I most definitely also wanted the Transmat effect.
The candy corn?
Yes, where you explode out of a massive thing of candy corn, just to annoy the people that hate candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm on a fire team with somebody, and they mention that they hate candy corn, I am swapping Transmat effects. Dying on purpose.
Yeah.
And letting them res me and just see an explosion of candy corn just traumatize them.
I do also like the ghost projection, but those are so you just don't really see them, so it's not really something I.
Yeah.
I guess the question is here:
mm-hmm.
Did you upgrade your pass?
No.
Okay.
No.
I on also did not.
I can't.
Yeah.
No, this is a free seasonal event. I, on principle, cannot upgrade this pass. And what happens when you do upgrade the pass is you get three things to unlock instantly. Mm-hmm. It's another exotic emote.
Yeah.
It's called like a...
Vampiric pose is what it's called.
Vampiric pose. You kind of like hunch forward with your hands out, and you get this red cape that's blowing. The moon's in the background. Bats are flying around. Kind of mm-hmm. funny. I kind of envision Nicolas Cage as a vampire doing that pose. there's a shader that looks all right. You know, it's okay, shader. And then there's the candy corn looking sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
That when you accelerate and boost, it spews candy corn on its jet trail.
The trail, yeah.
You know, two things of candy corn to harass the non-candy corn believers, and both of them involve me having to spend money, so no, not happening. I will stick with the free stuff, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the pay stuff, obviously, there's Eververse things.
Oh, yes.
Did you see the new Eververse costumes up close? Have you purchased any of the Eververse costumes? Because on... I'm going to say you can spend 6,000 bright dust instead of spending silver in Eververse to get any of the costumes, including the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all available if you haven't gotten them for bright dust.
I have not gotten any of them yet. I will probably get the Titan and the Hunter one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care too much for the Warlock, the Beetle stuff. And, like, I don't even like spiders. Like, I'm afraid of spiders, and I'd rather have a spider thing than a beetle. So, that's where I'm at.
I don't see a lot of spider in the Hunter one, especially the cloak. The cloak looks like it has cicada wings. I guess there's supposed to be webbing, but it doesn't look like webbing to me at all.
Sure.
The Titan one is neat for a reason. Our friend of our show, Bam, he actually used parts of the Titan one to turn his Titan into the Blue Beetle from DC Comics.
Oh, nice.
The movie. It looks like it. It actually looks like it because, you know, this one has like the arms up and over it, like for the Titan. And it looks like the Blue Beetle. It's like, GG, sir. That's an amazing look.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well done. The beetle looking armor that these ones the fans all voted for individually by class.
Yeah.
And so Titans and Hunters got the spider look, and the Warlocks got the beetle look. And I guess the beetle looks all right. It looks just like, you know, the picture that they said it was going to look. And I don't like any of them. I don't want to dress like a bug.
Sure.
I'm still pissed that I didn't get Mechagodzilla for Hunter. Or like a Kraken for the Titan, or for the Warlock. And, you know, like... They couldn't sell for like 2 years, you know, on people to vote for. I'm still a little mad about that, but you know, oh well. If you like it, grab them, and you don't have to pay, you know, silver for these. So that's
yeah, a
plus. But there was a lot of Eververse stuff added.
Oh yeah,
for this there's a bundle of like a ship, a sparrow, and I think a ghost shell, but the ship is a UFO, like an honest to God, looks like a pie plate, circular UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it becomes available for Bright Dust, but I, damn, it looks good. And it kills me because these cosmetics are supposed to look really good.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything comparable that I can earn in game to these cosmetics.
Yeah, which is, it's a bummer. I feel like we've had the conversation about
we
monetization stuff before.
Repeatedly. By the way, speaking of cosmetics, I finally got my first piece of that free ritual playlist cosmetics that they to make up for. I finally got one piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've reset my Vanguard thing twice, and I just got one piece of it. I think the arms for the Hunter.
Sure.
I've seen people with full sets of the shit, and I'm like, how?
See, I think I've gotten the whole set on my Titan. And I'm just not sure if I'm going to like make it into the transmog for an ornament. But one of the changes they made, I think with the update this week, was they made it so that it all dropped at higher stats. And I did get a helmet that is a 66 base stat roll. So that's kind of cool, and it might make me actually use the armor itself as opposed to just making it into a transmog. But I do feel what you're saying. I do feel like the drop rate is very low.
It's killing me, Smalls, how low it is. it's bad. I mean,
the drop rate
should have been increased for this.
The drop rate should have been increased. I do wish that it also dropped as just like kind of a free ornament at the same time. Because that's the only place, like, you can't like rebuy an armor piece or anything.
No.
and it only shows up in the ornaments, and because it's there, you can't, you know, you have to pay the transmog fee, which, I mean, you know, you have a few that we got initially. I have, I guess, thoughts about that, but, yeah.
I just want to know, because they said it was available for this season.
I really hope that it's available through, like...
I hope that they just
up till the final shape. Yeah, it needs to stay in the pool. With how low of a drop rate it is, it'd be messed up if they didn't make it something that stuck around a little bit longer.
Yeah, I wanted to get a set for all three of my classes. Because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, hey, this is a Eververse Pay set. And, you know, it doesn't look that bad. I'll grab it. And no.
Yeah.
One set of gloves out of two resets of the Vanguard playlist. It's like, wow.
Oh, that's brutal.
It's like, no, that's... Yeah. And it wasn't even available at the start of the season either.
So, no, it didn't come out till like, what, week 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah, so you lost a couple like weeks.
Yeah.
It's not a... for being a, oh, hey, here's a mea culpa apology type thing for us not telling you that we're not going to do an armor set right now this year. Mm-hmm. Restricting it in the way that they have was just not a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing should be like falling out of the sky like candy almost. And it's, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of Eververse stuff. I did go looking into, you know, some of those API viewers. And one thing I want to say about the Eververse cosmetics that are available from Festival, there's many more of them that will be available for Bright Dust this year than in years prior.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Sparrow called the Mourner, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a black carriage.
I'm looking at it right now. That's really cool.
Yeah, and it's coming apparently in like either when this week when this goes live or the following week, which will be the last week of Festival of Lost, because it's only 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show up. I think the placeholder Bright Dust amount was like 2,500, but damn, that thing looks great. I like the other one too, the horse.
Yeah, I just looked at that one too. That's really dope looking.
I don't remember seeing that on the list, but it's, you know, there's enough stuff, at least mm-hmm. this time around, that you can pick up for Bright Dust. Currently, I have like almost 79,000 Bright Dust saved up. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for, you know, I get the Mourner and then I can go back to restuffing, you know, the coffers full of Bright Dust again.
Yeah.
The season. Anything else about Festival of the Lost you can think of? I mean, it's pretty much just mechanically, it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
Just new cosmetics.
Yeah, I don't really think I have anything else. I haven't seen any rolls on anything. Well, actually, the horror story does have a demolitionist headstone roll that I would like to get. And beyond that, I don't know if there's really anything else that I'm interested in. And the other weapons, like roll wise, stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't need any of the sniper rifles. I have my grenade launchers. I have my pulse rifles. I don't need much of that stuff, you know.
Yeah. Like I said at the beginning, I am actually like I'm enjoying the Lost Sectors more than I thought I would when I knew they were coming back. Legend is definitely it's tuned for being really fucking strong.
I think they overtuned it. I think they can reassess how much health everything has in there.
Because
even regular enemies have a little bit too much health.
Yeah.
So I think they can kind of reassess it and still have everything's hitting you hard enough, but, you know, come on. There's just a little bit of a balance here that I'm just not digging with it. And if you people are, go for it. Enjoy yourselves. I finished what I needed to do. It just was an unpleasant experience. It wasn't so like frustrating that I wanted to like rip my hair out or anything, but it's just, it was unpleasant. It wasn't fun. For me, the regular lost sectors were just, they're there. They're fine. There's like almost no thought or effort put into them. And kind of that's what it should be for the base level of any of these seasonal events, you know. You just kind of do it. That said, the season itself is almost over at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we actually, when is it supposed to be like over? I guess I can look that really quick.
Is it? Yeah.
We have 36 more days.
Yeah, so
a little over early month. December. Yeah.
So it's almost done, and then we almost immediately get the dawning. Because that event goes right before the people at Bungie go away for their winter break, and then they come back in January, and the event's all like, you know, finished up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's something different with the dawning than just baking cookies.
Like, well, I hope you're ready to bake cookies then, bud.
More. But yeah, it's going to be baking cookies again, I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
I can say stuff like, you know, was it Guardian Games? At least they've improved on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really think they need to kind of look over Solstice and change it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Than what it is. I mean, yeah, you're building a huge ass bonfire. Now it's, I don't know, it seems like it's really easy to do it. So there's no challenge, but I think what would help Solstice is a change of venue from the European aerial zone.
Yeah.
Festival of Lost, I think they need more. If they're going to stick with the Lost sectors, they need to open up more of them.
Yeah, it's a bummer that it's just the same ones that we had last year.
Is there any way they can bring back the Haunted Forest? People would like go nuts for that if it could alternate 1 year Haunted Forest, 1 year Lost Sectors, and go back and forth. You know, keep it interesting, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh, pay only stuff.
Yes,
I brought up the weekly newsletter. And you've seen the banner for that, you know, the all the masks that are available for Festival of the Lost. Two of them are silver-only purchases. The Good Boy mask, which is makes you look like Archie, the Robo-Dog, and the Rulk mask.
I'm going to level with you. I didn't even know there was a Rulk mask.
Yeah, if you want to cosplay as Rulk. From Vow of the Disciples raid, the final boss in that, that's his mask is there. And both Archie and Rolt's mask look better than the other masks, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I would have grinded the shit out of it to get Archie. If it was something you can earn on the regular reward track. Same with Roll. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should be selling the mask separately.
I agree.
But while I have this up, one little bit of information here is a while ago, they were talking that they're going to alter these sparrows coming up because the one exotic sparrow from Scourge of the Past raid, Always on yep. Time, kind of had like a little bit of an unfair advantage over everything.
Yeah.
Flat out, it was faster than all of the sparrows out there. In addition to, it had better, I want to say, fuel economy, so you could boost longer and boost more often, as mm-hmm. well as being able to go side to side, you know?
Yeah.
And it also had the nice little thing is that when you're riding that, you drew less aggro from enemies.
Mm-hmm.
As you're riding past them. So Always on Time seemed like it was the always sparrow, the forever sparrow. You were always kind of stuck with it unless you didn't mind getting your ass shot up and going slower.
Yeah.
Well, in season 23, they're changing sparrow speeds that they're all going to match Always on Time's speed.
The 190, apparently, is what they're all going to be now.
So every sparrow is going to be as fast as Always on Time. There's going to be no reason other than you kind of want the other bonuses that come along with Always on Time to use. But now all the other sparrows can compete with it. It says that all legendary and exotic sparrows will have two speed selection options moving forward. The one matching Always on Time speed and the one matching the older highest speed that was available to offer a choice of handling and speed control. I don't see anybody really using the old one. Everybody's just going to be going fast as hell. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Upon login, players will, in most cases, default to the fastest option immediately and get the speed to 190. All legendary and exotic sparrows will also move from 100 to 150 health and be more durable to match Always on Time's health pool. AOT will still continue to retain a few unique benefits, including slightly better fuel economy, like I mentioned, slightly lowered enemy aggression, slightly better side-to-side boost. So, you know, people that have Always on Time, it's still going to be valuable because it still has some intrinsic things that are better.
Yeah, but now I actually... Earlier, I'm pretty sure it was actually this season.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this I had gotten a sparrow from like an engram. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna go ahead, you know, mess with this. And like the speed is obviously one thing, but only being able to do like the side to side boost like two or three times
mm-hmm.
compared to like six. That was a bigger reason to not want to use a different sparrow, honestly, for me. So
I hate using other sparrows because I get shot once or twice and I'm already on fire.
Yeah.
Because the health pool on the sparrows were so small. That 50 extra points is what kept you alive longer if you're being focused.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just instantly blowing up, and that always annoyed the hell out of me. How the hell did we get that Always on Time sparrow? By doing the sparrow race in Scourge of the Past without having that sparrow.
Yeah.
My word.
That was we had to be better drivers back then.
Yeah, we did, apparently. Now you just...
No. No, it doesn't matter how good we are.
The Spoils of War tokens at the tower kiosk and you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's something, you know, to pay attention to for next season, because next season our sparrows will all be going faster. Also, next season, dropping out of the loot pool for Nightfalls. The Buzzard is going away. If you're not farming an Adept Buzzard, well, as the weekend we're recording this, so unfortunately you won't know this, because this was not announced until Thursday's update. That's it for the Buzzard. It will not be back in rotation this season for another chance at an Adept, so I hope you have one, because it's leaving the loot pool. But also the Swarm LMG is leaving the loot pool too. And that's final weekend will be this coming weekend on the 20th, well, the coming week, starting the 24th, so when we're live. Trials of Osiris is losing the Immortal.
Oh, shoot.
Immortal week is going to be this coming week too in Trials, so there's probably going to be a lot of people playing for an Immortal if they haven't already. And yeah. Astral Horizon Shotgun, its final week, will be on November 7th, the week of the 7th. So, the Immortal and Astral Horizon are leaving the Trials loot pool. They have not mentioned what the replacements will be. That'll be coming later. You'll still be able to focus for the basic versions if you earn the basic versions of these weapons. The Adept versions will no longer be available. And for those that do the Prime Gaming drops with your Prime Gaming membership, which comes with Amazon Prime, there's a bundle up there for spooky season, but I think there was an issue with it. It wasn't loading correctly. So anybody that like got it will be able to claim it later. It'll finally show up. So just keep that open. Keep your mind on that. You got anything else to add?
I think festival stuff. This week in my two weekly runs of ye olde Crota's End, I hit the lottery and I got all of the stuff that I would that needed for the Necrochasm and the Catalyst. The only bummer about that is I only needed like two more to get the Necrochasm, but now I have the Catalyst, which is nice.
You just got to pick up the Catalyst by standing in those puddles and killing all those enemies before time runs out, I think.
Yep, I got that this week on my second run after I got the Necrochasm, so.
I've only done my second run of Crota this week. I have a total of 9 of those things out of the 20 required.
Jesus.
So, and that's just to get the Necrochasm. So, if it keeps going the way it is, I have multiple weeks ahead of me to get it. And most likely, with how my raid group is dropping off and only doing one run a week, and that's it, I won't get the Necrochasm this season. Probably I won't get it at all.
Sure.
Yeah, so my only goal right now is to try to maybe get enough red bars of like Ward of Crota, Fang of Your Ute, the
scout
rifle. I haven't even got the pulse, and I would love to get that with a Volt Shot on it, but you know, try to at least craft a weapon or two, and that'll be it. Yeah, Crota's End loot wise has not been very good for me.
But it sounds like your essence drops are really good, though.
My first week, I got 5. And a chunk of that was we inadvertently completed 2 other triumphs that each award you won. So I actually only got 3 for the week plus those triumphs. So that's where I ended up getting 5. This week, I got 4. I pretty much got one out of each secret chest, so the two chests, and I got two when completing Crota.
Well, to add some perspective, I just looked at my emblems here. Mm-hmm. I have 11 clears of Crota's End,
mm-hmm.
and I was at 16 at clear 9. So you are considerably going. You're going considerably faster than I did.
No guarantee it'll keep up, though.
Your RNG drops. Yeah, that's the thing, is it's definitely all RNG, but...
Yeah, so that's why I'm not putting a lot of faith in me seeing it before the end of the season. But mostly it's because eventually they're just going to stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the feeling it's like ramping in sooner because Spider-Man 2 came out this week for the PlayStation. And I've started seeing a lot of them playing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be trying to drag them away from that game for a while.
Good luck.
Then Alan Wake comes out this week. Alan Wake 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then in November, Like a Dragon, The Man Who Erased His Name comes out. And I'm on my final mission in Armored Core 6, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Final battle for the third ending. The true ending of the game. And my word, is that difficult.
Just like the game in general?
Oh yeah, that fight specifically is just ridiculous. Because if you watch any Armored Core footage, and just a quick little tangent, you'll see on the screen a white large circle reticle. That it's like, oh, that's what you're aiming at, right? No. That's showing you what you're looking at. That's not showing you what you're aiming at. Because what you need to pay attention to in Armored Core is while that big white reticle is over a target, and you're keeping it pretty much over a target, but you're wondering why you're missing all your shots, is because there's a little red reticle in the center of it. An actual crosshair. That's trying to auto-lock onto it. And until that thing locks on, you will miss every shot you're firing at it.
Yikes.
So, when some of these enemies that I'm fighting at the very end of the game are moving so quickly that they're breaking locking every time they dodge, they juke left or right, accelerate boost out of the way, it's very difficult to land shots on them to do damage. And you're just getting, like, annihilated. Because they have no problem hitting all their shots.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, so I'll get it eventually. I've done every other mission in this game. Like, every mission in this game except this one. So I will get it done. It's just I have to find the secret sauce for it.
Yeah.
My loadout in the right way. Eventually, most likely is what's going to happen is I'm just going to zone out and just complete it and not understand how I did it. I just did it. I managed to dodge everything. It's all of a sudden like, you know, RNGesus just laughed at me long enough and said, okay, now, child, I grant you get good. It only lasts for this one playthrough, this one mission. You will complete the game, and then you're going to suck again immediately afterwards. I don't care, as long as I get it done. But, yeah, Crota. I'm still missing the helmet and the cloak for the hunter.
Sure.
I keep getting the chest, the boots, and the arms. Nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I've only done it twice. I don't know if I'm... That's the other thing. I don't know if I really want to keep doing it, though.
Sure.
It's a fine raid. It's got a decent challenge. I really hate the lanterns at the beginning.
Yeah, the Abyss is a... It can take a long time.
I hate the Abyss. Oh, my God. I don't even know how... If I wanted to get the Swordbearer title, the two triumphs that are... Well, actually, you got to do it three. The main challenge, which you can fail in the Abyss. You got to do it on regular and master difficulty. If you do it on a master, it counts for both. But then there's that other one. It's called Featherlight.
Where it does not, nobody can hit like Weight of Darkness times 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've fuck. Seen people screaming about how tough that is.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
I've hit times 10 before I even got to the first lantern lit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I guess I need to put on grapple grenades and go as a hunter and have the navigator so we can set up grapple points. We can just grapple very fast to place and just keep dunking and hitting the things, the lanterns, so it erases it really quick and start over. But holy shit.
Yeah, that is a wild challenge.
I don't know, man.
I'm happier now. I'm happier now at this point that my normal team, we got a one of our clears this week was like 46 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's cool. We went fast. That's we won.
No, you did great.
We didn't have any wipes. We first tried every encounter. It's like, cool. This is what we want. That, and I got Necrochasm this week. I think the only other weapon I want to craft is a Word of Crota. I've only gotten two drops of the pulse rifle, and I think I've only gotten the machine gun one time. So I'm not really sure I'll be able to craft that, but I've got the Fang of Irriute and Abyss Defiant both crafted. And yeah, I want the Word of Crota. I don't know if I have any on the Swordbreaker, the shotgun. But at this point, I like running the raid purely out of just being able to game with my team that I've raided with for a couple of years now. It's like, yeah, this is just gaming with buds, just hanging out, you know?
I get you. Word of Crota, if I never get another one and I can't craft it, the only one I have dropped with steady rounds, enlightened action, and destabilizing rounds on it. So
I mean, that's not too bad, yeah.
Considering that its stability is at 80 to start, it doesn't move when you're firing it, even at that stability.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's got 78 aim assistance, too. I mean, it's like the spikiest hand cannon I've ever had. The masterwork is reload, so I have like almost a 70 reload speed.
Mm-hmm.
It can clear rooms of ads, and I'm all right with that. You know, destabilizing rounds kicks on. It's just like everything starts blowing up, and I'm like,
cool. Yeah,
like it. It's fine. What else is fine is people should head over to Spotify for podcasts like the Hidden Guardians podcast. Answer any questions we have up there. You know, we'd like to hear from people. It's a little bit of feedback. Also, our link tree is there. So if you ever wanted to reach out to us for anything, there it is. Email addresses, social media, Twitch, which are kind of irregular for myself, and you is definitely very irregular if you ever do it.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I think we're done.
I got
nothing else. Should be fast today. Take care, everybody. Be well. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening. Okay, bye-bye.